Thanks for listening to Hospital Radio. We're currently supporting the NHS End PJ Paralysis campaign, encouraging you to get up, get dressed and get moving. To find out more, we've been talking to some of the key people behind the initiative.
Hello there, my name is Tim Gillett and I work for the Emergency Care Improvement Programme, part of the NHS.
And you're talking to us today about End PJ Paralysis. Just tell us a little bit about that if you could.
Yes, certainly. A couple of years ago now, I met a great guy called Brian Dolan, Professor of Nursing, and he was speaking at an event I was at. And Brian was talking about the value of patient time. Now, patient time is so important to us in the NHS and in healthcare in a wider scale, and how sometimes we can waste some of that time for patients. So at that time I was working with Nottingham University Hospitals, and I suggested that they invite Brian to come and talk to some of the nursing teams and therapy teams and doctors there. Following this presentation, we asked the teams there to reflect and make a pledge of something they could do differently. And one of the sisters from the hospital in Nottingham there said, "We're going to try to get the patients who can and want to up and dressed every day." This wasn't a great idea, it wasn't a big idea. To many people listening, it sounds very basic and very simple. But sometimes over time, these ideas get lost. And after that, Brian and I were exchanging tweets on Twitter, and Brian coined this phrase, hashtag NPJ paralysis. It was not a new idea. Evidence has been around for this since the 1940s, and it's been a passion of Brian's, and he really is our kind of guru around developing this idea. To the point where we are now, where we've got this national campaign and so many people spreading the messages. I go to hospitals up and down the country. I'm very fortunate at that in part of my job. And I'll go on wards most weeks. And most wards I go on now, we've got posters up around hashtag NPJ paralysis. You look in the bays and you've got patients up and dressed and moving around in a way that might not have happened prior to the campaign. So it's something I've been very fortunate to be involved in.
So, Tim, for the patients listening on the wards at the moment, what specific things is the End PJ Paralysis campaign trying to promote?
So it's really about, from the start of that journey, that time in hospital, when it's safe and appropriate to do so, to encourage patients to have that choice that, yes, you can get up, you can get dressed, you can go to the toilet rather than having a commode by the side of your bed, you can get up for meals, you can sit at the table to eat your meal, you can get dressed. Part of the good work that lots of places have done, and Nottingham was a real leader in this, is around giving information to relatives on admission that isn't send your relative in with pyjamas. It's, yes, send them in with pyjamas for night time, but also bring them in with clothes as well. And that isn't just about the message around getting up and dressed and moving. It's also around privacy and dignity. My mum wouldn't dream of entertaining somebody in a house in her pyjamas. So why should I expect her to have to be in that situation when she's in hospital acutely unwell with strangers around her? So this message is as much about dignity and privacy and patient choice as it is around getting up and getting dressed and moving and preventing deconditioning.
Thanks to Tim from the NHS. For more details, you can search online for End PJ Paralysis. Thanks for tuning in to us here on Hospital Radio.